It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, time to talk to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, again this morning, as we do every week at this time. How you doing, Josh?
Good. Well, we've been talking about politics lately, local politics.
Yes, we have. We're talking politics and, of course, primary election.
Tomorrow.
Some offices is tomorrow, and there's some referendums and stuff like that I know that are out there. Minneota has one and some things. So get out there and vote.
I do a little part-time gig on election nights. I call in results to the Associated Press, and they give me a little stipend for doing that. Right. And so I'm there
so
during.
You can be involved and stay up to date and get paid a little bit. Besides, since
yeah,
beat that.
Well, usually what they pay me, I feed the election workers.
there you go.
They're working late, and they deserve some good food. And
that they do.
I enjoy grilling and sharing my cooking with others. So.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to drop up on election night and see what's going on.
I don't think candidates are allowed.
Oh, all right. Well, be that way. Let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Gunner's Mate, Second Class, Walter James Maass. That's M-A-A-S-S. Walter was born on June 17th, 1926, in Walter Township, Lacaparral County. Passed away on September 29th, 2012. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on January 26, 1944, in Montevideo. Honorably discharged 2 years later on January 28, 1946, out of Minneapolis. His file also said that he served in the United States Army, but I couldn't find any record of his Army service, so we're just going to talk about his Navy service. He served with Motor Torpedo Squadron Number 2. And I had to look this up on found some information on Wikipedia. Motor Torpedo Squadron Number 2 had special missions in the English Channel from May through October of 1944. They ran PT boats or patrol torpedo boats, those old 80-foot boats. John F. Kennedy served on those on a PT boat during World War
PT-109.
Yeah. So we thank you, Walter, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Thanks to all of us.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about the Veterans Crisis Line today, but it isn't for just suicide. It's for other things as well.
It's for crisis. Dr. Stephen Dobsha of VA's Office of Suicide Prevention wrote an article letting people know of other features that the Veterans Crisis Line offers. Reaching out early is a smart move, not a last resort. The Veterans Crisis Line is there for whatever you're going through. Suicide prevention doesn't always start with a call to the Veterans Crisis Line. It can start with a single conversation on a regular day before things ever reach a breaking point. Something many veterans might not hear enough, the Veterans Crisis Line isn't only for the very worst times in your life. It's there for the rough patches, the slow build of stress, the something's off, even when you can't name it. You don't have to be at rock bottom to pick up the phone, and you don't have to save it for someone who needs it more than you do. Crisis looks different for everyone. There's no single way a hard time shows up. For one person, it's anger that comes out of nowhere. For another, it's not sleeping, pulling back from people, or feeling numb to things they used to care about. Some veterans go through a stretch that could turn dangerous without ever thinking of themselves as in crisis or suicidal. It's exactly why VA is reaching out. Makes early sense. You know your own life, and if you're dealing with challenges that could get heavier, such as money troubles, relationship ending, health scare, leaving the military, experiencing post-traumatic stress, there are caring people ready to talk it through with you. Learning the signs of crisis can help you recognize when it's time to reach out for yourself or for a veteran in your community. Another tool, in addition to the Veterans Crisis Line, that veterans can have handy, the VA Safety Plan app. Now, we've been talking about VA apps in the past here, so here's another one, which helps put together a personal plan for coping with stressors before you need it. It's a way of being prepared before a crisis hits so you can act quickly if a tough moment comes. If you're a family member, friend, or fellow veteran who wants to know how to help, VA's Crisis Conversation Handout is a good resource. There's a VA news article for more on starting a conversation that could save a life. What happens when somebody reaches out? It's normal to hesitate if you don't know what to expect. So there's details. When someone contacts the Veterans Crisis Line, they're connected to a real person who listens with care. No script, no judgment, no pressure. You're in control of the conversation. You can talk through what's going on. And if you want, get connected with caring people at your local VA for ongoing support. The line is available 24/7, fully confidential. You dial 988 and press 1. 988 is the national crisis line. Press 1 is for military and veterans. Chat online with veteranscrisisline.net. Text 838-255. You don't have to be enrolled in VA healthcare to reach out. You don't need a reason. That sounds bad enough if something's weighing on you. That reason's enough. Reach out. You've got people in your corner who are glad to pick up. And when we talk about the crisis line, I always say you matter and reach out. Everybody's crisis does look different. What may affect one person doesn't affect another person, or what someone considers a molehill, another considers a mountain, you know. So there's resources available.
It doesn't hurt to ask for help.
Absolutely.
That's why it's there.
Actually, it takes courage and strength to reach out and ask for help. Courage and strength to recognize something's not right, you know, and maybe I should talk to a professional about this. But there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And do you have that number?
I have it memorized.
Oh, look at it. I have it laying right here.
Oh, you do. Yeah. But it was magnet on the thing.
Got it handy. If everybody ever needs it, they can call me.
That's right. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still the garden level.
Yep. I'm in and out of the office this week for meetings and other obligations, but by all means, call before you stop by just to make sure I'm around, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the info there, Josh. We will see you again next Monday.
Sounds good, and good luck on your primary, and good luck on I wish all the candidates good luck in their primaries or
that's right.
Whatever election.
That's the important thing.
Yes, get out and vote. Those I voted stickers are
that's right.
Are attractive.
That's so. Right. We'll be reminding you.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Yep.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.